Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, January 28th, 2023. So, on another stunningly cold day, did you do the crossword?
I sure didn't go outside very much, so I did the crossword.
You had time to do the crossword. And did it warm the cockles of your heart?
It was an energizing puzzle, that's mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. It took a lot out of me.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was hard.
I thought it was hard, too. There weren't any gimmicks in this puzzle.
No. So there were a lot of white squares.
But I made one of my own.
Oh, you did?
Yes, by inadvertently answering one of the questions, one of the clues incorrectly towards the bottom. And I spent all of my time staring at the northeast corner because there were a lot of tricky clues there.
Yes.
And
in the whole puzzle, there were a lot of tricky clues.
Right. But let's see. So where was your hardest part?
Well, it's where I ended up, in the lower right corner.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I had a lot of trouble down there.
Hmm.
But I had trouble all over the place. Uh-huh. So, yep. It was just a really challenging puzzle. And the clues were Saturday-like cryptic. I mean, they were pretty cryptic, which is what you expect on a Saturday. For example, 16 across, cousin of the Spanish chirimia, or the Italian piffero,
mm-hmm.
was an oboe.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Me either.
What happened was I got the B and I got the E, and I thought, I got to put something in between, and oboe looked all right.
Uh-huh.
Although, I mean, honestly, piffero sounds like a sandwich to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I'll have the piffero.
Put taco in first.
Yes, I did too.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Listeners, you should know we always solve independently. And so.
That is pretty funny, though.
Yeah, well, because it's like, it's like, okay, something Spanish. Actually, since, I don't know why I went for taco, but I went for taco. Uh-huh. And eventually, I mean, that whole corner, 11 down, one of the Claremont colleges,
yeah.
Pomona. I'm like, okay, I think that was a song by The Clash, My Pomona, or something like that.
Sharona.
And then...
And it was it The Clash?
It might not have been The Clash. The Knack.
Blondie.
Maybe it was
no,
The Knack?
No, it was Knack, yeah.
Okay. Let's see, 13 down, his 2016 debut album Unseated Thriller for the most weeks spent in the top 10 on Billboard's R&B hip-hop chart. That's a very long clue, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was...
Post Malone.
Have we had Post Malone before?
I don't think so.
Somehow the name sounded right once I got it. Uh-huh. I'm thinking maybe we've seen it before. No, we have not. Mm-hmm. Post Malone, at least the entire name, has only shown up once. I wonder if Malone's shown up. Yes, but not as a reference to Post.
Uh-huh.
So
I don't really know much about Post Malone, but I did know of Post Malone.
Oh, okay.
Because he performed a concert on the day that the Kansas City Chiefs were recognized for their Super Bowl win.
Oh.
And they had a big parade in the morning, and then in the evening, many of them attended the Post Malone concert. And I think that the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs actually got more stage time than Post Malone because people were just so excited he was there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's how I knew Post Malone. And as I was, working through that corner, I was getting like Malone in the bottom, and I thought, oh, I bet it's Post Malone, and it fit. And then I was able to fit everything else in. That just really helped me finish up that corner there when I got that.
Well, it didn't help me, the fact that for waterfall phenomenon, I thought Halo.
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't know if that really is. I was thinking like Halo or Aura,
uh-huh.
But it turned out to be Mist.
Mist, yes.
And Pomona sounds right somehow. It must be, sort of subliminally resonating, but
I don't really know what the Claremont colleges are. I was thinking maybe they were Eastern colleges, you know, colleges like in the New England area, like Vassar or something like that. But
nope, they are in
California.
California. Seven institutions, infinite choices. Pomona College, Claremont Graduate University, Scripps College, Claremont McKenna College, Harvey Mudd College, Pitzer College, and Keck Graduate Institute. Oh, I've heard of the Harvey Mudd College because I met someone at a conference once who was from Harvey Mudd, and they kept going on about how they were like the greatest institution of all time.
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, obviously they teach modesty at Harvey Mudd. And it's just like, okay, I'm never going there. Mm-hmm. But
another funny one that I had was 51 across black or green grocery items. And I thought peas. You have black-eyed peas or you have green peas, but it turned out to be teas. But that helped me. Once I got the tea in there, then that kind of helped me finish that little part of the puzzle then too. But
see, and that's what happened with me. So I had the whole puzzle filled out probably at about the hour mark.
Uh-huh.
And then I couldn't get it to solve. And I didn't know Pomona. I didn't know Oboe. I didn't know Post Malone. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the even 12 down. Props for some plays was the Obie Awards.
Yes.
And I've heard
that was hard coming.
I had Obie, and then I started having second thoughts. Maybe it's Odie, and it's like, no, I think that's a dog in Garfield. And so anyways, I'm like, okay, let me just look. And I'd already sort of went through the crossword and confirmed everything, except 47 down, square things. And I got to square things, and it's like a pone. And I'm like, a pone? What's in a pone? Mm-hmm. And I looked at 51 across, black or green grocery items, which I knew was peas.
Because
you have black peas, you have green peas. And then I thought, you also have teas. And then I had a tone, and that certainly makes more sense for square things.
Yeah.
I sort of appreciated the fact that the answer, a pone, I was trying to parse it. Apone? Ap one? It's just like I couldn't parse it in any way. But I spent so much time. And the funny thing is, it was, I spent all that time last night trying to solve this. And then in the morning, it was just like, I looked at a pone. I'm like, what was I thinking? And got the happy music at that point.
Very good.
Yeah, there were some other good clues here everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Oh, another thing that caused me immense grief, 38 down, more than skim through, was pour over.
Uh-huh.
Guess how I spelled pour?
P-O-U-R?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a poor choice, and it took me a while to sort that all out, because 44 across, what a laborer's hands may do over time, was coarsen.
Yes.
Well, with that U in there, because I was misspelling poor, I kept thinking it had something to do with calluses.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I couldn't get that to work.
I put callus first, but...
Well, how did you get that calluses, C-A-L-L-U-S, how did you get that to fit?
I don't know.
You did your best. Maybe you threw in an extra S or something.
Let's see. Callus. Right?
No, I think it's just. I think it just ends in U.S.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, did you know 58 across, that being TV bar with frequent health code violations overlooked by the city's mayor?
No.
Moe's Tavern.
No, I did not. No, but I got the pour over, so I had the V, and then I finally figured out the 54 down was game introduced to the U.S. by Chinese immigrants in the 19th century, which was Kino.
Mm-hmm.
So then it had V-E, and I got the orcs part right away, the 55 down. Warcraft meanies were orcs.
Yes.
I just knew that from other crosswords. So I had V-E-R, so I thought, oh, it's got to be tavern. So I put in tavern, and so then that kind of helped me fill out a lot of the rest of it. And so then I figured, oh, it must be Moe's Tavern, because I can't think of any other TV show I've ever watched that the health department overlooks things, but it sounds like something that would be on The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, I know there's this old time radio show called Duffy's Tavern, mm-hmm. probably no relation, not even close. 46 Across, I also did not know, horror movie franchise known for both its action and slapstick humor, uh-huh. Evil Dead.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had I think both D's and maybe an A. And at that point, it's just like, well, Dead would be a good thing to have in there. Uh-huh. And then I sort of worked out the evil.
Yeah. See, I had the D and the E and the last D. So I thought, well, that's got to be an A. What else could it be?
Right.
It could be Evil Deed.
Yeah.
But now it sounds more like an Evil Dead.
That's if your landlord is particularly nasty. 27 down was Forever Young Band in 1984, Alphaville.
I know. I don't remember Alphaville. Do you?
The Forever Young, I think I know the song.
I thought Rod Stewart sang that. Forever Young.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
It was just like I was on stage with him.
Uh-huh. But didn't Rod Stewart sing that? I thought he did, but maybe not.
I don't know. I have the whole song. I can.
Do, 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 do.
I can't
remember the words.
Okay.
Forever Young.
Yeah, I figured that had to be in there somewhere.
Forever Young.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard that on the radio the other day.
Really?
And I thought, oh, it's Rod Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not. So.
So this was a good hard crossword,
mm-hmm.
but fair and doable. It was by Kevin Christian.
Nice job, Kevin.
Yes, indeed. And that is, I think, it for the one last clue that I really like. 21 Across. They form lines for their work. Poets.
Poets, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That took me a while.
Yeah, because 21 down, that gave us the P of poets. Walk like an elephant. First, I had trod for a while because I had it ending in OD, but then I looked at that and thought, it's probably plod, which gave 24 Across something that isn't assumed real name.
Right.
That was also hard.
That was a great clue.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, I think that's it for the crossword.
Okay.
But it is Saturday.
Yes, it is.
Time for Jam Katwa. That is the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
Right.
Where we go back through the week's collection and select what we deem to be the very best.
Yes.
And there were some pretty good crosswords this week.
There were excellent crosswords.
But one just stood out.
Yes.
And that was... Thursdays.
Yes, Thursday. Wow.
And Thursdays, you want to talk about it?
It was by Dan Ziering and Kiera Vasquez,
mm-hmm.
and it was based on the revealer clue of 33 Across, the answer of which was snowball effects. And three places in the puzzle, you had to put in rebuses instead of the actual word, because the words going down built on the top word of each clue. So with one across, gradually develop literally was grow, but you needed the G for the first down clue, you needed the GR for the second, the GRO for the third, and then the whole grow for the fourth, which was growlers. So anyway, just a masterful puzzle. I still am in awe of how they constructed that.
Yes.
I think that would have been so difficult. So just because of that, I said, let's give it to Thursday.
Right. the people who wrote this, I believe it was their debut for the New York Times, but I think they're well-established crossword editors and writers in other venues.
Uh-huh.
That's
great.
Yep. So Dan and Quiera, if you happen to be listening,
yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
And we have some lovely Gina Mike Do the New York Times crossword swag that we would be delighted to send you.
Yes.
Just drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
Definitely.
And for all the rest of you, you can do the same. You can also find us on our Facebook page, Gene and Mike Do the New York Times Crossword. And that is it for today. Sunday's crossword's out. Hopefully you're going to have a gander at it. And please come back tomorrow. We will be discussing that.
All right.
So see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.